Now, Kirsten, you were one of the people who very sadly found their car window smashed. I mean, did you hear anything, see anything?
No, we didn't hear anything. It was a really, really bizarre kind of thing. I just walked out my front door in the morning and there it was. My window was smashed, so a bit of a shock. But
wow, so no clues, nothing?
No noise at all. So we think it only took them probably 15 seconds to smash a window and get out of there. So
wow,
a bit of a shock.
Okay, so there were about six cars. Were they all in a row, all in the one street? Or
yeah, they're not on the one street. They're all kind of one street after another. At least one car's been hit. So yeah, it's a bit funny, but it's not great. Not great for the community. So
yeah, what did they take?
From me, they didn't actually take anything. So they didn't take anything important. They took my phone charger. That was it. So
a phone charger.
Yes.
Oh, and the cost of fixing the window.
I mean, I'm up for say $200 to $300, and like it's just inconvenient more than anything. I haven't got a car until like it happened yesterday. I haven't got a car, and probably until tomorrow.
Yeah, so you'll be doing a lot of walking, taxis, that sort of stuff, Uber.
A lot of that sort of stuff. I'm fortunate enough to. Like have been able to borrow a family car, so.
Oh, that's good of them. Yeah.
Same.
How does it make you feel knowing that someone's violated your car like this?
No, it definitely puts you on edge. We all thought it was a safe area, but I mean something similar happened 3 weeks ago as well. So definitely puts you on edge. We're looking to invest in security cameras, which is. Like something we shouldn't have to do. So
yeah.
And I understand, Kirsten, now that some people are nearby actually had CCTV footage and have handed that to the police. Is that right?
Yeah. I understand a few of our neighbours have CCTV, which would be really good. Hopefully, they've caught at least got some decent footage, but
or got a clue of who's done it. Yeah,
got a clue, or got at least a face or something like that. Oh, I don't know. None of my neighbours. My next door neighbours have, so.
Can you park inside your property or in the backyard, or will you park differently in the future?
Yeah, I will. So we've got a double garage, so we'll definitely at least get one of the cars in there, and like we've got two cars rather than parking them both on the street.
The irony of garages is you build them for cars, but they get full of stuff, don't they?
Everything else in there.
I don't think there's been a car in our garage for a long time. But look, I hope this doesn't happen again. But yeah, that's really awful to hear, yeah. Kirsten.
And hope that they catch the people who are the people who are responsible shortly. And I guess if anyone's got any information, if they've seen anything, give Crime Stoppers a call. Their number's 1-800-333-000.